Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop board. Kyle Quinn back in the studio in Philadelphia because today we're live from the grand opening of the Deco Food Hall and Angelo Steaks in downtown Wilmington, brought to you by Bardea Restaurant Group. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia.
Hey, man, this is a nice spot, man. They got a nice little Mediterranean spot.
Is that how it's said?
No, it's not, but I, okay. I feel like being a nudge this morning. What's it called? It's sumac Mediterranean?
Yeah, all the food in here looks great. We're going to taste some of this food.
I want to try some of the Mediterranean food.
Well, you can try whatever you want. We're going to have Angelo's later on. Come on out to Wilmington. Hang out with us today. 215-592-9494.
Mediterranean.
To hop on the are you ready today?
I just feel like today
you're on one today?
Yeah, I'm on one. Yeah. I'm on one today. Well, I feel good. Like, listen. It's okay to be petty not all the time, but it's okay to be petty sometimes, especially when you have vision about things that nobody else sees but you.
Okay.
I can't wait to a certain spot in this show we get to talking about some pettiness that I'm going to, I'm just going to let it fly today.
We have a lot to get to today, Hugh, a lot. It is Wednesday, which means later on in the show, everyone's favorite segment, our quarterback rankings, as we rank the top 10 quarterbacks in pro football right now. The Sixers season starts tonight.
I'm excited.
And
Joel playing?
Yeah.
Why y'all laughing?
Well, because I mean.
Wait, hold up. No, we got
typically, that's something you laugh at, right?
I mean, I am excited about the Sixers season. Did y'all see Joel Embiid in that last preseason
game? Well, I'm excited for everything but Joel Embiid. We'll get to the Sixers starting tonight up in Boston. Elliot's going to join the show coming up. And I have a new thought on the A.J. Brown Instagram post yesterday that annoyed me last night. But
you need to let that go.
No, I can't.
Man.
I can't do it.
Seriously,
all right,
you need to let that one go.
Well, here's what maybe we can let go. Maybe we can let go of low expectations for the passing game. Because the Eagles' passing game has been better. Let's just call it for what it is. The last few games, it has been better than it was the first four games of the season. It's now we head to the meat of the year, right? The Eagles are going to play the Giants on Sunday. It's a game they need to win. It's a game they should win. They'll get back for what happened a couple weeks ago. But here, we keep looking at that post-bye portion of the schedule, right? Because that's where they're going to have to be on their game. They're going to play the Packers, the Lions, and a Cowboys team that suddenly is moving the ball really well. So they're going to have to score some points in that game. That is a huge portion of the schedule, and that's when we need the passing game to be on point. And I understand that there's a lot of, all right, let's see if they keep doing it. But Hugh, as I think about what I saw on Sunday, and I think about what I saw the week before against the Giants, and the week before that against the Denver Broncos, I believe the Eagles' passing game has turned a corner here. They are better than they were in the month of September. The last three games, and this includes the Denver game and the Giants game. It's not just the game against Minnesota. Obviously, we know the Minnesota game was one of Jalen Hurts' best throwing games of his career. Last three games for the passing game. 70.2% completion, 9.5 yards an attempt, 116.8 passer rating. I mean, that's big-time stuff. 296 yards a game. I feel like the passing game has turned a corner here, Hugh. And I go back to the two games before the Vikings game, right? The Giants game and the Broncos game.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen missed some shots, right? They couldn't connect, but there were guys streaking wide open down the field. When I think about a passing game working, it's not so much, you know, does the team win? It's not so much how does it look every play. It's are there guys open? And then it's on the receiver and the quarterback to, you know, get on the same page. You go back to the Broncos game. If Jalen hits AJ, he's over 300 yards in that game. You go back to the Giants game two Thursday nights ago. If Jalen hits Devontae, he's over 300 yards in that game. And then we just watched him go over 300 yards. I'm seeing wide open receivers down the field. I didn't see that in the first 4 weeks of the season. Hugh, I am feeling good about where the passing game is going. I think Kevin Petullo's done a better job the last few weeks of scheming things open, a little more creativity. I think the passing game has turned a corner here, both from the way it looks and the way Jalen has thrown the football. Hugh, where are you at on the passing game as the first 4 weeks, it was pretty ugly. I mean, they were routinely in like 110 yards a game. Last three games, they're averaging about 300 yards a game, Hugh. Has the passing game turned a corner?
It looks better, but the obvious thing is that we haven't won the two previous games been in it. And let's be realistic, man. Like, it's Wednesday. It's Wednesday, right? It's Wednesday.
It is Wednesday. We were supposed to be here on Wednesday, and everyone's here with us, so I think it's Wednesday.
No, but my point is this. We all reveled in the victory because, like, at the end of the day, a win is a win.
Yeah.
But let's be honest. When we go back and look at that game, if you're looking at it realistically as an Eagles fan that wants to return to the Super Bowl, Carson Wentz missed a lot of throws. Carson Wentz missed a lot of open receivers.
Yeah, I mean, it was a toss-up game.
Yeah, he missed and the score was 28-22.
Yeah, and seven of our points did come through the defense.
From the defense.
Yeah,
that's all fair. Like, listen, and I know some of y'all going to get mad and want to talk about I ain't this, that, and the third. That's okay. I got big old shoulders, and I clap back, so it's cool. I'm not worried about that. But the reality is this. We have to be better. We have to be more efficient on both sides of the ball, and that concerns me a little bit because – the Giants can score points. They can put points on the board. They put points on the board against us. We have to be better in the past. It's good. It's a start.
Yep.
But we have to be better. We have to be more efficient.
So I agree, and there's still too many three and outs. But when I think of the issues the offense still has, and I think we'd all agree on this. We're
trending in the right direction.
They're not where they want to be yet. They're not where they were at some points last year yet. It's not a machine like we want it to be based on the talent that they have on this football team. But I think a lot of the issues there are on the running game. They're going three and out because of their running game. The running game has been a problem, right? I think we all realize the running game has not been anything close to last year. But I'm just when I look at the passing game, I'm seeing signs that they're coming out of this thing. The first month,
and that's good.
The first month, Hugh, it was a challenge to get to like 150 yards, and it was like, oh my god, with these receivers and this tight end and the tackles we have, like. You should wake up and have a close to 200 yards passing. I'm not asking for 300 a game. That's what they've gotten the last 3 weeks. But you should be in that 200 range. That shouldn't be a lot to ask. The first month of the season, it was hard to get there. I mean, that game they won in Kansas City when Chris Jones was like, you don't even have 100 yards passing? It was sour grapes on his part because he lost the game. But he was right. Like, they barely threw for 100 yards. Last three games, I'm seeing guys open. I mean, I'm seeing when Devontae Smith is saying that he's going to the sideline and he sees we can hit this play, and then they go to the play and they hit it, there's some progress here. I mean, this is a young coordinator, first-time coordinator. I feel like they're making some strides.
They are. And I don't want to diminish that. I don't want to diminish that. But like I said, you're going up against a team that is probably going to hit you with the same game plan that they had before. You've had some injuries over the week. Now, the one positive is you're getting Landon back. You know, we had a chance to talk to Landon, and Landon talked about how, you know, he didn't play in the game against the Giants, so he's going to be back. So I feel good about that. But the passing game hasn't been consistent, and there has been times, even last week, where it feels like it got bogged down a little bit.
So I agree.
So it's one of those things, Joe, where I am bullish when it comes to the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, I love this squad, but you have to be realistic when you talk about some of the things that we see. And there were times during that game, even in Minnesota, that the offense looked like it sputtered a little bit.
So they had three and outs. But again, I put that more on the running game. I thought the passing game on Sunday was as efficient as we've seen it around here in a long time. And I go back to the previous 2 weeks. Again, Jalen had a career day on Sunday against Minnesota. You know, one of his best regular season games ever. And just in terms of pure passing, probably the best game I've ever seen him have. But the two prior weeks, we are a couple of Jalen and his receivers misses, right? I the AJ one, he kind of throttled down against Denver. And then 2 weeks ago against the Giants, Jalen just missed Devontae. He hits those two throws. We're talking about three straight weeks of 300 yards. That's something, if you had asked me before the season, would Jalen Hurts ever have three straight weeks of 300 yards, I would say he's never done that. Yeah. He'd probably never do it. He's this close to have done it. Like, I think we've turned the corner as a pass game. 215-592-9494 for Dan Orlovsky, ESPN, talking about what he saw on Sunday with this passing game.
Yeah, I think so. The first touchdown to A.J. Brown is just kind of like backyard football. That ball there right there that he throws to Devontae. So this one to A.J., this is just – I think this is decently subpar defense. They don't rush that well. A.J. is matched up really on a safety. This is the big one, though, to Devontae. Number one, six offensive linemen. Number two, he's underneath the center. Number three, play action. They haven't done any of that this year, and so it leads to a huge play. A.J.'s in the backside running the in. Everybody's attention is playing to him – or pointed to him, and he has that beautiful post touchdown to Devontae Smith, but they did more of that. I think you saw Jalen be really good when it came to plus-plus plays, like breaking outside of the pocket and getting into scramble mode. Dude, you know what's my favorite part of this? Another under center, six offensive linemen, play action. No, throw the ball in the middle field, you don't say. So, like, but this doesn't have to be necessarily who they are, like, on a consistent basis.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge... There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
So what he said there at the end, I don't think we're all going to now expect 300 yards a game, but they're showing the ability to throw the ball. And then the first 4 weeks they didn't do it. And he mentioned the under the center stuff, Hugh. That... They were 4 for 4 for 121 yards when he had play action under center.
Yeah,
I can't tell you how many callers we get a week say, why don't they do this? Why don't they
do that more?
Right, and we'll see starting Sunday if they continue to do it. If they do it 5 times, 6, you know, more than just 0 or 1 a game. But
yeah,
I give some credit there to the coaching because they obviously needed to incorporate that a little bit, and they did it, and then Jalen executed it.
I think that was out of necessity, though.
It may have been.
Because, you know, you get Cam Jurgens hurt, and you're forced to do it a little bit. And we'll see how they, you know, come back this week and how they handle it. But the bottom line is this. For every time that you could say that Jalen could have did this or could have did that, I could flip that and say, well, if Carson would have did this or would have did that, we would have a different outcome in the game.
They may have. I mean, you're right. And that would have been three straight losses while they're throwing the ball better. And those two things go together, but at the same time, I'm like, hold on. if we could throw the ball like this and we can eventually get the running game going, that's the kind of offense everyone wants to see. 215-592-9494. Drew Brees yesterday on ESPN. He's not buying it, what we're seeing from the Philadelphia Eagles. Here's
I'll be honest, I'm shocked that they're 5-2 based on how they've played. They are a middle-of-the-pack offense, and they're a middle-of-the-pack defense right now. And I think shockingly, statistically, they are the 30th ranked rushing offense in the league.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Would you have ever thought that the Philadelphia Eagles, with the best back in football and one of the best dual threat quarterbacks in football, one of the best O lines in football, would be the 30th ranked rush defense? And they've got two of the most explosive receivers in the league.
So the point he made there, I mean, people are going to be mad at Drew Brees for saying what he's saying.
I'm a little mad at him, but
he's not lying. Yeah, he's
but
not lying.
It's you know, a lot of times when people tell you the hard truth,
yeah,
you don't want to hear it.
Well, that happens,
you
know, on this show every day.
Every day when I drop this sign.
It's me trying to.
No, I'm saying I try to get y'all right every day, and then I go to Instagram and I have all this beef and Twitter beef and all this stuff.
Stay out of the comments.
But you know, sometimes I got to do what I got to do.
I know.
You know, I got to get this uniform dirty.
I can only lead the horse to water. I can't.
But here's the thing. There's something to that. You know what I mean? Like, when you look at the offense that we have, you look at the players that we have, I mean, if you're being realistic about it, we should at least be scoring 30 points a game. And I've said that before, and for whatever reason, we haven't been able to do that.
Well, not even close.
Yeah, I can't put my finger on it. I don't know. I'm not over there. But there's something to that, because when you talk about the talent that we've amassed, it shouldn't be as hard, even with the offensive line being as banged up as they are. You know, if we're that dynamic offense with these players, we should be crushing food.
Well, they should, and obviously the run game needs to be better. But just when I look at the passing game, I think this thing's turned a corner. As much as, I mean, Kevin Petullo has been beat up and down. The last 3 weeks, I see open receivers. Now, sometimes Jalen has hit them, like this past week, right? Jalen had a great game. He hit the guys open, and they bombs away. A couple weeks before that, he missed receivers. But, I mean, I think back to the Giants game. He threw for a lot of yards. I mean, you were saying his look at his numbers in the Giants game 2 weeks ago wasn't bad. And then I go back to the game. He missed a touchdown to Devontae. He hits him. That's 60 more yards. He missed A.J. Watt. Again, all the coordinator could do is set him up, design the play, and if guys are open, that's on the quarterback and everyone to execute. I go back to that Giants game 2 weeks ago. A.J.'s coming right across, wide open in the end zone. That means, to me, the play worked. Jalen's got to get the ball to him, and this past week we had the execution. A couple weeks before that, not as much. But I see it. I think the passing game has turned a corner here for the Eagles. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. Let's go back to the studio. Kyle, what are you thinking? Is this passing game turned the corner?
So I don't think I'm ready to go there yet. Mm. And I'm going to sound insatiable when I say this.
Here we go.
Because we finally got the explosive plays in the passing game and on offense that we've been begging for all season long, but like, that's not necessarily a sustainable way to win football games. You're not going to get three explosive plays in the passing game every game. You might not get one. I think what would help me feel better about the pass game is if I saw the move up and down the field with the football like a little bit easier. I mean, beyond those plays, which ended up being our three touchdowns in the game on offense, it was kind of like pulling teeth moving the football still for a lot of the game. And I know that part of it is masked by how well Jalen Hurts played and the final score and everything. And I know it's easy to look at, well, he's perfect pass rating. It doesn't get much better than that. But, I mean, it kind of does. Like, sometimes the pass rating doesn't tell the whole story of how the passing game looked. I would just like to see them stop with the three and outs. Like, there was a lot of those. And I'd like to see them be able to get down the field in, like, you know, a 10-play drive or something where they're just throwing the ball with ease. Like, that would be what helps me be comfortable with saying that they've turned the corner. And especially, like, this week, considering what we just saw last Thursday against this same team, I mean, it will ease my mind a lot to see us sort of flip the script on the Giants, and we be the ones that methodically march down the field throwing the ball.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, to use a baseball comparison, it's almost like a home runs and strikeouts offense right now. A lot of strikeouts with three and outs, but they're hitting some home runs. I just view the issues they've had lately as the run game. The pass game is starting to rev up here. 215-592-9494. Has the Eagles passing game turned the corner in your eyes? Will in the Northeast leads us off on WIP. Hey, Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
Well, good morning.
Oh, well, I know y'all been saying I've been boozing out, man. But just, hey, Hugh.
You've been herbing out.
We talk about the vision, right?
The vision.
Y'all not seeing the vision. And I keep trying to tell you. Now, I've been saying, under the helm, you're going to become great, Jalen. And everybody keeps saying, oh, no, we need to go away from that. First, y'all want more passing. Now y'all want more yards from Saquon. And I told y'all from the beginning of the season, this may not be a Saquon season. Okay, he going to contribute in the runs, just like the passing contributed in to the Super Bowl last season. It's vice versa now. They keying in on Saquon. But like I keep trying to tell you, and I hope they do this, if you incorporate that eye formation, I keep saying it, because it's going to open up so many things, man. Because the whole thing is, when you see that, the first thing you're going to see is everybody going to focus on is Saquon, right? Mm-hmm. They're going to focus right on the run. So, okay, you open it up for all types of play actions, bootlegs, everything, right? So as you continue to do it, they don't know whether to go to play the deep ball or to play the run. You dig what I'm saying? So that's going to open Saquon up. But the whole thing is, put Goddard back there, because if you run to the left or the right, you got two big bodies, right? Mailata or Lane going to open that first wave, and Goddard going to open that second wave, and then he gone. I'm trying to tell you, just visualize what I'm saying, and it's going to work. But last thing I want to say, right? Jalen, keep doing what you're doing, man. I need y'all to keep designing different plays. Because you know why it worked last week? Because they wasn't used to some type of play designs. You know what I'm saying? So keep coming with different play designs. And don't go back into that one-dimensional shotgun. You know what I'm saying?
That's on the coaching staff and Jalen. I mean, they got to be comfortable with it. Will, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, Hugh, you said it. You're not sure if they're going to keep doing it this week. I mean, Jalen's been the quarterback here for 5 years, right?
Yes.
People have been calling this radio station for 5 years saying, why don't they do more under center stuff? I don't know, but my guess is Jalen is comfortable, and they've been successful at the shotgun stuff, so that's the primary way the offense has worked. But it is hard to ignore that when they got him under center on Sunday, it worked.
They had some work. They did some work, and that's fair to say. Now, if they're going to do it again this week, who knows? I think that was out of the fact that, you know, was it Toth? He couldn't hike the ball.
Well, he's had issues snapping out of the shotgun.
Yeah.
I remember that stuff coming in camp.
So
yeah.
it was you were kind of forced to do it. So hopefully, you know, you see it and you incorporate it into the offense to make the offense run a little bit easier. But the bottom line is this, man. I am not – when we talk about this, it hasn't been – consistent enough to say that, okay, this is what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Granted, the passing game has been better.
Three weeks when you average 300 yards over 3 weeks, that didn't happen at all last year.
No, it didn't. And there was some meat still left on the bone,
yes.
Like you pointed out. But you have to be you have to be more efficient at that.
I know. And Kyle's right that some of these were kind of broken plays, Jalen scrambling at the first touchdown, the fourth and four. That was Jalen making a play, and that's probably not sustainable offense. I'm just saying the last 3 weeks, I see more wide-open receivers than I saw at any point in the first 4 weeks of the season. And that, when I think about coordinators and offense and passing game, the best ones get their guys wide open, right? Like, there are some receivers that make a lot of plays just, like, one-on-one. But, like, think about when you watch Sean McVay's team. He gets guys open, right?
Yeah.
Kyle Shanahan gets
he
his guys.
Them open.
Schemes
yeah.
them open. And the first 4 weeks, the only time you saw that was kind of the red zone when Goddard was open a bunch and they did the shovel passes. But the last 3 weeks, I'm seeing guys open. If we keep getting guys open, that to me means we've turned the corner with this passing game. Aaron in San Diego is up on WIP. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron.
Am I hearing this correctly? Is Joe Gilio ready to bend the knee to kiss the ring to the elite quarterback known as Ty Marshall Hurst? Is that what I'm hearing today?
Marshall Hurst is crazy. No, that's not what you're hearing. What I'm saying is the passing game has turned a corner from bottom of the NFL to now good. That's what should be the expectation around here. He was bending knees, Aaron.
Listen, this has been one of the craziest years in terms of an Eagles offense that I've ever seen. I mean, we literally could be 2-4 or 2-5, or we could be, you know, 7-0 at this point. It's really, I mean, the Giants game, it's never as ugly as it seems. It's never as good as it seems, right?
I agree with that. Yeah, and then I think that's probably in all of sports. It's never really the extremes we feel it to be sometimes.
I mean, literally, if he hits Devontae Smith in the end zone and he doesn't throw that pick six, that's a completely different game. We don't know if the Giants have all that, you know, energy behind them to just destroy us in the third and fourth quarter. And then the Broncos game, you know, AJ runs the route and Dotson gets his feet in. Again, that's a completely different game. So, listen, I think that there's a lot of positives with the passing game, but the Minnesota game, like you said, it left me with a lot of questions. You know, that first and second quarter, I'm like, what are you doing? I mean, it was very bland. It was very blah. There was no creativity with that offense. And then the defense let Carson Wentz throw the ball all over the field. So I think we've got to get back into the laboratory. Petullo, Hurt, Brown, Barkley, Goddard, and they got to figure things out to make this a well-balanced offense, to make this the Super Bowl championship team that we know and love.
Aaron, I mean, I agree with that. I mean, if they're going to go where they want to go, and Aaron, appreciate the phone call, and that's why Drew Brees wasn't wrong. I mean, it may annoy you, but it's not wrong. I mean, they're middle of the pack in basically everything right now. It's kind of weird you're 5-2 at that point. But I look at it and I say, passing-wise, the passing game has turned a corner here. This is the best three-game stretch of open receivers and guys streaking down the field that I've seen around here in the passing game in years. 215-592-9494. Do you think the passing offense has turned the corner, or do you need to see more like Hugh Douglas? We'll take your phone calls on that. Plus, Donovan McNabb joined the afternoon show Monday. We'll let you hear what he had to say, what he thought the difference on Sunday was. That's coming up next. We're live today from the grand opening of the Deco Food Hall and Angelo Steaks in downtown Wilmington, brought to you by the Bardea Restaurant Group, right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.